Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to welcome you all to our Good Friday service. Now, before I get into the Word of God, I want to invite a dear daughter of mine. In fact, dear, we have my machakakara into the interpretation. I'm going to share Chinese ni Indian films. I'm going to say, a dear daughter, a good friend, and a co-laborer in the Lord's vineyard. I want her to come and say hello to the church, and then also to bring us greetings from abroad. There used to be a program like that, is that not so? Greetings from abroad. All right. Now, she's somebody that I've known for many years. In fact, from the time that she was 17 years old, I had the privilege of pastoring her and helping to establish her in the faith. And today, when I look at her and I see what God is doing with her, I give glory to God and I thank God for her life. Hallelujah. She's one of the very important people in my life and ministry. I remember before I started this church, I went away. I traveled somewhere. I was in a place called Sterling in Virginia. Not Bechele, Virginia. Neither Ashaman, Virginia. This is Virginia in the United States of America. And she came to visit. We sat in a basement of a house where I lived in. And I can remember clearly, she sat on the carpet. I sat on the sofa. And then we spoke. Father spoke to daughter. But through that interaction, I believe that God used her to direct my path. And by the time I was returning from this journey, I knew what I had to do. That is why she is a very important person to me and to my life and to my family as well. Hallelujah. And I also want to say that over the years, she's been a major support, a source of strength, a source of comfort to me in this work that God has called us to do. She's an ordained reverend minister, and she's an evangelist by calling. She's the president of the Jesus is Lord Crusades, which is an evangelistic ministry that takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations everywhere that the door will open. And today she's here. I wanted to say a word or two to us. She came to town about 2 weeks ago for the funeral of her father-in-law. She's actually on her way back today, and she decided to pass through and have fellowship with us and share a word or two with us. With Jesus' joy, please join me and let's welcome the one and only evangelist, Marian Asamoah Enim. Give Jesus a big hand clap.
Amen. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing all the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have
of being here. And to Dorothy, we love you from way back. And you call him Pastor Johnny. I call him Dada J. Because he had a group of children, and that's what we called him. And he's our father. He shepherded me. Be seated, please. He shepherded me into where I am today. And when we go through the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord kept reminding the children of Israel one thing: don't forget. Do not forget. That when I bring you to the place of promise, to the place that flows with milk and honey, do not forget. Don't. And it is a very repeated pattern throughout. Ooh, I sense the presence of God. It's a repeated pattern throughout the book of Deuteronomy. Do not forget. And Daddy J, we have not forgotten. We can't. He prayed for me. He counseled me. In my years in London, in my years in the States, there has never been one problem that I haven't called my Daddy J and to find out what the Lord will speak through him to me. So we thank you, all of us, from Amiesi, Abba, everybody that you took under your wings and made us who we are today. So there's not a story of mine that his name will not be found in there. And so I want to use this as a point to encourage everybody. When God gives you a soul, don't eat the soul. Don't kill the soul. Amen. Shepherd them. You are in a ministry where I believe Daddy J is showing you how to shepherd. Am I? Shepherd them. Lead them. Because a soul is a soul. And a soul is important to God. And soul winning is not an event. It's a lifestyle. That as you go about your business, you are sharing Jesus. Do you believe Jesus is coming soon? Do you believe that? I believe it too. Do you think you are going? Oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah, sure. Who could be? So let's do the work that God has called us. Daddy J, I love you and thank you. I know we are rushing now, but we're going to be here. Daddy J, thank you. That's it. Auntie Dorothy, yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us pray.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, the precious Lamb of God, Messiah. Oh,
sing, Jesus, my Redeemer.
Jesus, my Redeemer.
Name above.
Name above all names. The precious love of God, Messiah.
Can you lift your hand and sing, thank you, oh my Father.
Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son
and leaving your Spirit.
Your work on earth.
sing it one more time and give him thanks, give him praise.
Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and even your Spirit, your work on earth is done.
And so here we are this morning with our hearts filled with gratitude, joining a host of other believers and Christians across the world to commemorate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. More than 2,000 years ago, divinity took the form of humanity. The Creator took the form of the creature, came and walked on the face of this earth on a mission and on an assignment. And that mission was to take the place of this beloved creation of God called man, to take our place and die and shed his blood and pay the price for our sins, so that we can be reconciled to the Father, so that we can have communion with him again, and so that we can avoid the horrors and the terrors of hell and spend eternity with him in that beautiful place called Zion. We don't know, we don't understand, it's difficult for us to comprehend why you even did it. For what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is the son of man that you consider him? This morning, our hearts well up with gratitude unto you. And we say, thank you, Father, for loving us so, with the greatest kind of love, the love that beats all imagination and all understanding, so high that we cannot get over it, so low that we cannot get under it, so wide that we cannot get around it. What manner of love is this? This morning we are grateful. We thank you, Father. And as your word is about to come, we ask, oh God, for the help of your Spirit once again, to quicken the word and to bring it alive to us. May we be changed and transformed by your word today, in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Say a big amen again.
Amen.
And give Jesus a big hand clap. Now this morning I'm going to share with you a message I've titled Appropriate Responses to Christ's Love and Sacrifice. Appropriate responses to Christ's love and sacrifice. And this expression, appropriate response, I derived it from a scripture in the Bible, from 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 24 and 25. Look at what the Bible says there. About that time Hezekiah became deathly ill. He prayed to the Lord, who healed him and gave him a miraculous sign. Now look at the next verse. It says, but Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown him
And he became proud. And Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown him. Hallelujah. Now, Hezekiah was one of the kings of Judah.
Now, Hezekiah, no, yeah, Judah for him for Mubako.
And he was one of the good kings.
Oyohine.
But it so happened that along the line, he fell ill. And God sent the prophet Isaiah to tell him that this sickness, you will not recover from it. But later on, God changed his mind about him. And he recovered. And 14 more years were added to his life. But then the Bible says something here that he did not respond appropriately. He did not respond appropriately. Everybody say with me, appropriate response. Say it once again, appropriate response. Now, to respond, or a response, is an answer or a reply. As in words or in actions. So it's an answer or reply, as in words or in actions. That is what response is. And then appropriate means suitable. Or fitting. Suitable or fitting. So, for example, if I ask you, are you fine? You can open your mouth and say,
Ani.
Or you can nod your head like this. It's a response. And it's an answer. Hallelujah. And suitable, you know, imagine somebody's come to church, the person is wearing a nice dress. And in this part of our world, it is ladies who wear dresses. It hasn't changed. Did you hear what I said? I said, in this part of the world, it is girls who wear dresses. So imagine that somebody has come to church, has worn a nice dress. And usually when you see that somebody has worn a nice dress, what's your response? What do you tell the person? You're looking very good. What else do you say? Challenge photo. Then what else do you say?
A fatal.
That means that it fits you. It fits you. So that's what it means, appropriate. It means it's suitable and it is fitting. And the Bible says Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown him. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, whenever a good thing or a great thing is done for you, there is a kind of response that is appropriate. Such that when that response is not forthcoming, it leaves a bad feeling or it gives a bad effect. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? So, for example, imagine that you owe a lot of money. How much do you owe? How much do you owe? Let's say you owe 50,000 Ghana cedis.
Yeah, what the car a cedia do you know?
And I then cry now. We call yeah, yeah. We call day a car it is a.
We call Bobby sing a go yeah.
May God have mercy on. What's it? Okay. We are for born in charity, but actually that's the truth. That's what people do these days. They go to borrow money to go and organize a funeral. So imagine that you owe 50,000 Ghana cedis.
50 cedis.
You have 50 cedis. I'm in Parofo. 50,000 Ghana cedis.
50,000 cedis.
And your creditors are after you.
And now,
and they are very wild. Then somebody comes to your rescue.
And now,
and pays that debt for you. How much is the debt again?
50,000.
50,000 Ghana cedis. The person just pays. May God bring you a destiny helper.
Amen.
To settle your debts for you.
Amen.
And I was hope a crowd. So try and change small. Do you see? You won't mind me. So somebody comes and settles that debt. Now, if somebody does something like that for you,
so be BB say man.
There is something wrong with you.
And from so be one.
If you just look at the person and say thank you, that's all. You just look at the person and say thank you, like the way I've said it. Thank you. Now, such a response is not appropriate for what has been done for you. What do you think is an appropriate way to say thank you? Show me, what will you do? You hold my leg, is that not so? Almost worshipping me. And then you'll be saying what? Thank you. Thank. I haven't paid any debt of yours, so don't say. And I don't have any intention of doing anything like that. You have to even cry. And I answer, you have to cry. And there is something you do, your words, your actions, your body language, your posture, it shows how much what has been done for you has touched you. And such a response is an appropriate response. That's what we call an appropriate response. Ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago, something happened. Something that is beyond human understanding. When I was praying, I made mention of it. The creator of the entire universe, of everything that is seen and unseen. He looked at you and I. Humanity. That he had made out of dust. For your information, with all our two known, you and I are dust. And the day we bury you, you will hear these statements. From earth to earth. From dust to dust. From ashes to ashes. And there's a reason why we say those things. Because that's who we are. Now, the creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he decided that these guys, something bad is going to happen to them if I don't step in. They will die. And because I put my spirit inside them, after death, they will continue living. But they will spend all of eternity in a horrible, terrible place called hell. And the creator decided that no, I can't let it happen to them. I can't. And from the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, a plan was initiated that a time was going to come when the second person of the Holy Trinity will lay aside his majesty and take the form of mortal man and walk on the face of the earth. And in due time, he was going to submit himself to horrible treatment where they will arrest him, torture him, disfigure him completely, and finally nail him to a cross where he will finally die and give up his ghost. But after 3 days, he will rise from the dead as a sign and an indication that the Father has accepted his sacrifice. Hallelujah. It happened. And that's why you and I are seated here. That is why we have that assurance that when Jesus comes, we will be with him and spend eternity with him in the New Jerusalem. Now, that thing that Jesus did was a great thing. And the fact of the matter is that he did not have to do it. He did not have to. He was not under any compulsion to do that. But he did it all the same. So the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for a friend. Now, after doing such a thing, the question for you and I is this. What is our response? How do we respond to this amazing thing that has been done for us? What are our set of responses to what God has done for us? And are those responses appropriate for the great love that God has demonstrated unto us? And that's what I'm sharing with you. I start today, I finish on Sunday. I'm just going to talk about one or two of them. And Sunday, I will continue with it. I'm talking about our appropriate responses to Christ's love and sacrifice. Ask the person sitting by you, what's your response? And ask him or her, is it appropriate? Hallelujah. Number one, the first way we ought to respond to Christ's love and sacrifice is to recognize the magnitude of the price Jesus had to pay to purchase our freedom. That is an appropriate response to Christ's love and sacrifice. To recognize the magnitude of the enormity of the price Jesus had to pay to purchase our freedom. Romans chapter 5, verse 6-8. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time. When did he come? When did he come?
Just the right time.
When we were utterly helpless, and died for us sinners. Now, most people will not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love. For us. By sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. This is actually our memory verse for today. Romans 5 verse 8. So the way you are looking at me as if you've not seen it before, it tells me that you have not even tried to memorize the verse. It says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. Not when we were good. Because it's easy to do things for a good person. It's easy to do things for somebody who does the right things. But the Bible says that God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And the love that he showed was great love. And in John 15, 13, Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So he showed us great love. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. It says you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Now look at the next line. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. That's the price he had to pay. He gave up his divine privileges as somebody who was equal to God, as the second person of the Godhead, as the one who was responsible for the creation of the world. Remember what it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who is this scripture talking about? Christ Jesus. He gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Listen to me, my friends. The price that Jesus had to pay to set you and I free was not a small price. Was not an ordinary price. It was a great price. A huge price. It cost him his life. It cost him his majesty. He had to lay aside his divine privileges. He had to come and suffer shame and abuse in order to set you and I free. And that's why our appropriate response must be to recognize the magnitude of the price that Jesus had to pay. Now, why is this important? Because I've come to see that sometimes when you do things for people, they take it for granted.
And
they don't even see what you have done for them. The attitude of a lot of people is that you have a lot, so what you have done is not anything to make a lot of money. And that attitude, I get it all the time. Such that I sometimes even have to call people and ask them, this thing that I gave to you, did you receive it? Then they'll respond and say, I received it. So I had to ask you before it occurred to you that at least an acknowledgement of that thing, I deserve it. And people don't understand that when you are doing things for them, it's not because you have a lot. They don't realize the sacrifices that go into what is done for them. So sometimes something that is supposed to go to your family, there is somebody in need, so you forfeit that and you send that thing to the person. And sometimes the people look at the thing and say, oh, is that all? It's like, you should have done more. Or sometimes people will ask you for a huge sum of money. You want 1,000 Ghana cedis. When you send 200, it's like, oh, is it just 200 that you could send? But what they don't realize, what it has cost you to be able to send that
$2 million.
And people don't see, they don't recognize when things are done for them. The first appropriate response that you and I must have for the great love of Christ and the sacrifice is made for us is to recognize that a great thing has been done for us. That's why somebody sang and said, Semeka na me gre na me she hadia wa ye ejo nyame o yo. Semishe na me dre na me kai kaya hadia waya o ejo nyame ejo nyame o yodo. So you must see. Do you see? Do you recognize it? Can you see what has been done for you? It is the first appropriate response that we must have towards Christ, the love He's shown and the sacrifice He made for us. Can I hear an amen from somebody?
Amen.
The second one and the last one for today. The second appropriate response.
Yeah.
The first one is we must recognize. But the second one is we must be truly grateful and always thankful. We must be truly grateful. Truly grateful. And always thankful for what Jesus has done for us. Colossians 1:11-14. It says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all His glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. Till
Take note of that. May you be filled with joy. It is gratitude that translates into joy. So may you be filled with joy. You can also say, may you be filled with gratitude. Always thanking the Father. Always thanking the Father. Why? He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. So it says, may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, another appropriate response that we must have towards the love of Christ and his sacrifice is that we must be truly grateful and always thankful. And notice that I've qualified it. Truly grateful. Truly grateful. And always thankful. That must be our response. Anything short of that is inappropriate. And for what Christ has done for us, the price he's paid for us, the sacrifice he made for us, an appropriate response is to be truly grateful and always thankful. B flat. There's a song that says, you did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. So I'm forever grateful to you, and I'm forever grateful for the cross, and I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. The songwriter says, I am forever grateful. I am forever grateful. I am forever grateful. That must be our appropriate response. That must always be our response. And it is an appropriate response that must always be seen when we think about the love of Jesus and the great things that he has done for us. We must be truly grateful, and we must be always thankful. Ebruso, then I'm in fund Jehovah's Wonia. Oh, yeah, my then I'm in fund Jehovah. Oh, yeah, my Kuruwa Nesu.
Thank the Lord right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Express your gratitude unto Him. Acknowledge the great sacrifice that was made for you and I. And out of your heart, let your gratitude and your thanksgiving rise unto Him. Glorify His name, magnify His name. Somebody pour out your heart unto Him today. Pour out your heart unto Him. Glorify Him today. Tell Him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am truly grateful. Thank you, Jesus. How can I render thanks enough unto you for the great things you have done? Thank you, Jesus. And as every head bowed and every eye is closed, I want to ask you, my friend, have you given another appropriate response, which is to give your heart to Jesus and to receive Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you done that? Because that is another appropriate response that must be given to the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ. This afternoon, as we get ready to close, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There is no better day than today. This is the day we are commemorating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. There's no better day than today for you to give your heart to Jesus and to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to receive this Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand wherever you are, and I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you, my friends. I can see your hearts. God bless you. God bless you. If you are watching us via this live streaming, Jesus can see you right where you are, and He's been waiting for you. Today is your day of salvation, and I want to pray with you right where you are. Lift up your hand, and I'm going to pray with you, and let's all join in this prayer and pray together. Say, dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Thank you
for dying for me, for paying the price for my sins. You've loved me with the greatest love of all. And today, in response, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I surrender my all to you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Make me brand new. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will serve you. I will follow you. I will live for you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer in Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say amen. Can you put your hands together for Jesus and bless his name? Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.